producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Well, we're talking about a couple of things. Well, we've talked about the fact that that Mercury it must be retrograde, and that we're still having some hangover effects from the full moon and the total eclipse, because everything just seems a little out of, you know, just not quite synced up. So if it's happening to you, as I said, everybody I've talked to this week has had that experience. So if it's happening to you, don't worry about it. It'll hopefully pass. We have one more perigee moon to deal with in the next about 3.5 weeks. And then hopefully we'll be back to whatever we define as normal. We've been talking about, this is National Name Your Car Day. And for those of you whose car is being recalled because the front wheel's locked, you can call it. Well, we can't say that word on the air, but we could say the Lemon Meister. And we're also sort of talking about the fact that there was a World Carless Day a couple of weeks ago. It started like 19 years ago, I think, in Amsterdam, where the city banned all cars for a day. They're just the idea being of getting people thinking about what would happen if I didn't use my car. And so we decided that, and then Paris did it, I think, about a week or so ago. So we thought we would talk about it. And what it's turned out to be, it's one of the reasons I love putting things up on Facebook. I don't love putting things up on Facebook that you respond to as much as I love you calling. And if you're going to call, you need to call fairly soon. Okay, so don't call me in the last couple of minutes of the program, because then I don't have very much time with you. But the idea being that the issue of cars is really much less dependent on our love affair with the car as much as if you live in a city so that you have some other options to get to work, then you're most likely to not be as dependent on your car. If you don't and you're working, that there's just not a terrifically good way of doing it. So, and that was kind of always the idea of the Industrial Revolution, of moving people, because we were an agrarian country. When the country was founded, we were 93%, or I think, what is it, 90, either 93 or 97%, I think it was 93% agrarian, and only 7% of people lived in the cities. That figure has now completely switched. Most people do not live in cities anymore. Or most people do live in cities, but they're clearly being defined as a city. My guess is if you looked at about 15 years ago, you'd see many more people living in cities than live now. Because people were starting to live, to especially in this city, after September 11th, a huge number of people started working out of their home because the city was shut down for a while. You couldn't get into it. You couldn't get out of it. The businesses were trying to sort of get back to normal. And so people were working out of their homes with computers and modems and faxes. And so but the issue about dependency, about oil dependency, and obviously petroleum dependency, depends somewhat on cars, also making plastic and things of that sort, which this is the last day we're going to be talking about ProPure, I think, in terms of giving you free shipping. I think, Manny, you're still using your Kiwi ProPure, right?
Yep, I'm almost out of it, so I'm going to have to
Get some new fruit.
I think I might, I might actually try cucumber this time, because I know you've mentioned cucumber.
Yeah, I think you'll love cucumber.
Yeah,
it's really good. It's very refreshing. Yeah. In a way that, I mean, cucumbers are mostly water anyway, but there's a really, make sure you leave the peels on.
Okay.
Don't peel it to begin with. I mean, you can try it both ways, but I think the peel really adds a little bit of tang to it. And ProPure is one of our sponsors, and if you go to drjoy.com, and there's a banner, and you can get your ProPure without paying shipping. And as we said, it not only takes, I mean, there are a number of pitchers on the market that will take the impurities out of your water, so which ProPure does. But in addition, they have this really cool thing, which I think is makes it really a very different kind of product, in that you can, it's got a cylinder where you can put anything in it. You can put fresh fruit in it. You can put vegetables in it. You can put spices in it. You could put, for example, mint. And I think when you're talking about weaning yourself off, two things, weaning yourself off plastic bottles, which, bad idea, the plastic. The water's fine. The plastic's not so much. And also getting yourself and your kids in the habit of drinking more water, which is much better for you than anything else, than sodas, than diet sodas, than coffee, than tea. And it's really very healthy for you. And this makes it flavorful as well. And you can, you know, you can let your family decide who gets to determine what fruit it is this week or what spice it is. You can experiment. I still haven't decided if I have the nerve. Maybe I'll try it this weekend of trying some hot pepper in there just to see what happens. No, and I can't put the small ones in because I think it would filter through. But I can put like a regular pepper in and see what happens.
Hmm.
Chipotle. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, they make pepper vodka and they put it in Bloody Marys and stuff. I don't know. We'll try that. And you can freeze the fruit and put it in, which makes it particularly cold. Trevor couldn't find, apparently someone snitched the Pro-Pure pitcher earlier this week, but then he found it in the refrigerator. So So it's been a big hit with the guys, right?
Yeah, it's been
Everybody
great.
Everybody loves
yeah.
it? Yeah. So you guys are all drinking water now instead of Gatorade.
You're right, exactly.
Right? Yeah, good. Which is, listen, if nothing else, I mean, if your kids are drinking sugar stuff, regular soda, this is a great way of getting them, if not weaned off it completely, at least changed a little bit. So go to drjoy.com. Alrighty, so we're talking about cars and people's, what would happen if you didn't have your car for a day, which is the idea of getting you to think about your car in a different way. In terms of thinking about it as a necessity, think about it as kind of an accessory rather than a necessity. I just made that up. Do you like that?
Pretty
so
good.
So much for Scrabble. Thank you. All right, let's see what else people got.
Nitra says, burn a lot more calories. I drive my car yep. down the block.
Oh, honey, come on. You need to do this just for your own sense of well-being. I mean, come on. That's dependency, folks.
We have one person that says, if I live in a big city, I just walk or go by subway. But in small areas, it would be a disaster since there's no public transportation. And
yeah, exactly.
A headache.
Exactly. And so what happens if we're really going to, again, the automatic car should help that a little bit. But automatic cars are really not very likely going to be out in the farmland, I would guess, because just not enough need for them. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. My guess is that the automatic car will replace taxis to a certain extent. And people who live, I mean, although a 15-mile, do you live in a suburban community, Manny?
No, I live right in kind of the heart of Minneapolis.
Oh, so an auto car would work fine for you. Oh, except it's not where you live, it's where you work.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and we I need live... to get you a job closer to home. Don't leave me, Manny, don't leave me. That was really a very stupid idea. I just shot myself in the foot, didn't I? Never mind.
Just go on and shove me right out the door, Joy.
No, but don't leave me, Manny. I'm shoving and grabbing your knee at the same time. All right, but you can see the issue isn't really car dependence. It's where you work and yeah. as opposed to where you live.
Diane says I'd use my bike, ATV, or tractor to get around.
Well, I hear. And the thing about a tractor, because I sort of already dealt with that, to a certain extent, it still uses fuel. You know, it still uses carbon fuel. So, but they are kind of cool. What was the Robert Duvall one when he drove his tractor to South Dakota or something?
I don't remember that movie.
No, it was a little movie. I'll see if I can find it.
We have a couple people that would say. We have one person says good excuse to stay home from work. Another person says I would just stay home. Kim says, I'd get to watch all the shows I've recorded because I couldn't go anywhere. Sue Ellen says, nothing. I'd have a nice, relaxing day to do the things that I like doing. And last one here from Irene. She says, I wouldn't have to sit in traffic.
Well, that is certainly true.
Which is something I actually have to deal with when I come in every day.
Yeah, see, I would have a really difficult time. I think the name of the movie is Open Range, but I'm just trying to see about it. American Western. No, that's not true. All right, so, but I'll see if I can find it for you, of the name of the movie, where he's driving his tractor. All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently five-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than four standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free one-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic. And only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, I would just like to give you further documentation that the world is kind of weird, and then we'll do an email, I think. BW was stripped of their Green Card of the Year titles, two of them. Hello, they lied. Yeah. A scientist injects himself with an ancient eternal life bacteria. I don't know. And this seems a little bit, he's a Russian, and what they noticed was that there was this bacteria in Siberia that was, hamsters and mice were living longer with it, and their immune system seemed to be juiced up. So he thought, okay, I have a great idea. And he did it apparently 2 years ago. I don't know why it's just coming out now. And he says he now that, and someone said, well, you know, ancient bacteria, what are you doing? And because basically a virus is forever. I told this story when I was working on an archaeology dig in southern France. The first day I found something, I stuck it in my, because it's covered with mud. It's been in the dirt for thousands and thousands of years, eons. I stuck it in my mouth to get the dirt off and not thinking, you know, viruses are forever. So not a good idea. Do not stick things in your mouth to clean them off. I'm still okay, but still. And so he decided that we now have to figure out what this bacteria sort of thrives on. But he's saying, when someone said, are you out of your mind? And of course, the answer is, yeah. He said, no, because the people in Siberia are exposed to this all the time when the ice melts. So, but the idea being, if you could affect your immune system, that basically you could live forever. Interesting. Would you know, maybe that's one of the things we should put on Facebook. Would you want to live forever? Would you want to live for? We can't say yes or no, but if you, I'll figure it out. Because if I ask questions yes or no, then people just say yes or no, which isn't very interesting. Alrighty, and high schools are dropping football over disinterest, death, and injuries. I think that football, as we know it, will not exist in 10 years. I really don't. What do you think, Manny? I know that's one of your particular pleasures in life, but still.
I think it'll last a little more than 10 years. I think it's going down that line though, where it could potentially go away, just because there's just not as, I mean, parents are just not wanting their kids to play it anymore.
Yeah.
And so,
well, and
I mean,
Will Smith has got a new movie coming out about, which apparently the NFL is outraged about concussions.
Yeah.
And University of Denver in the 60s outlawed football. They didn't outlaw, they just discontinued it. Although right. They have hockey. But they said they thought it was both too dangerous and it just wasn't lucrative.
Yeah.
And I remember it was a huge fuss at the time. Also, speaking of the 60s, I did the Charles Schulz, the Gospel According to Penis came out in 1965. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you play football as a kid?
I did not play football. My dad did, and my stepdad is actually a former professional football player. So, you know, I mean, it's an interesting deal. I mean, the thing of it is there's just so much money in football now in terms of just, I mean, with the NFL, the NFL is a multi-billion dollar industry now. And even at the college level, you have so many colleges now that have Division I football programs, and those programs bring in so much money into those universities, and so it's
yeah, I know.
It's like America's guilty pleasure. It really is. I mean, there's so many negative things about it, but it's like it's America's favorite game.
Well, it is. And as you point out, there's a huge amount of money. But like when I was coming home over the weekend and went by a field that 10 years ago would have had kids tossing a football around, and what they were doing was playing soccer.
Yeah.
And there were two issues about it. First of all, girls were playing as well, and there are a number of teams that have both boys and girls on it. But there's an article today that you can check out on our Facebook page of a kid from Missouri whose family played football, and he's playing soccer. He said, soccer's your thing. She doesn't want me to get hurt. And soccer, as you know, is the football of the rest of the world. And that if both high schools and colleges, well, not so much high schools, but colleges and the NFL could sort of make soccer popular, it would be a financial replacement. But they said they're Ridgefield, New Jersey, Camden, Maine, Maplewood, they said they can't find enough players due to injuries and lack of interest.
Yeah, well, even here in Minnesota, in the Twin Cities, we've had a couple of high school football teams that have had to forfeit games just because they don't have enough players. They just don't have
enough,
they just didn't have enough kids trying out to play this year, and so it's a dicey deal. I know my sister, she's got two boys. She's got a soon to be My nephew, Jay, will be 13 in a week, and then my other nephew turned 8 over the summer. So she's got two boys, and the 8-year-old especially is, like, really into sports. He loves football, basketball. I mean, you name the sport, he loves it. But my sister's like, he's not playing football. She just does not want him to play football. So,
well, and it's not only, I mean,
basketball or baseball or something.
The brain injuries are one thing, but also knees and shoulders. I mean, it's really a tough game.
Well,
let's put it up on Facebook. Sure. What do you think the future of football is going to be in this country?
Yeah.
Over the years, I've had grandmothers calling and saying, you know, I went to my kid's football game and I can't watch it anymore. And how do I explain it to him?
Yeah.
They're saying 5 high school players died playing football last year.
You know, the interesting thing too, Joy, is you have a lot of, like I told you, my stepdad played in the NFL for 9 years. And, you know, I know talking with him and talking with some of his former teammates, you know, guys that he played ball with back in the day, you know, when you ask them if, you know, because they've all got, you know, they'll have, you know, they've got surgically repaired hips and knee surgeries and shoulder surgeries and all that stuff. And if you go up to any of them and you ask them, would you, you know, if you knew that you were going to have all this stuff in your post-playing days, would you have still played football? And they said, unquestionably, absolutely yes. And
well, but that's a different, I think, kind of question. First of all, I mean, first, you never think anything's going to happen to you, as you know, and especially because these are big macho guys, and there's so much advantage to. I told you about going to my first. I mean, I went to Rice, and so the idea that we had a football team, you know, they were the Little Sisters of Mercy by and large, and we played in the Southwest Conference. We never showed, you know, we were wiped out all the time.
Yeah.
And when we ever did win a game, it was just cause for not only jubilation but prayer. I mean, it was just, you know, we shouldn't have, we were a smaller school. They didn't recruit. Well, I'm sure they did, even though they said they didn't recruit, because you had to meet the entrance requirements for Rice before you could play football. In theory, I'm sure that there was some finagling going on, because football at Rice, like every place else, supported all the rest of the sports.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the other reason for football on a college level is that the football alums support the school to 60% more than anybody else. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's much more complicated than just, I mean, it is dollars and cents. But, and going to a football game in some place like Penn State, these kids were gladiators. They came out in this 110,000 thing with the Jumbotron and the smoke and the, I mean, it was, they're gods. So, I don't know. Well, let's put it up on Facebook and see what people think about it. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it's that time of the week where we look at an issue or problem that concerns lots of us, and it's called It's Broken, Let's Fix It. And to be quite honest, I'm not sure today's guest, who's Richard Trenck, actually, and his movie, The Prime Minister's, it's The Warriors and the Peacekeepers, falls directly into that one, but I was fascinated by it, and I'll tell you why. First of all, Richard, welcome. So this is the second, and the first one was The Prime Minister's The Pioneers, right?
Correct.
And that had
currently on Netflix.
Okay, and that had Golda Meir as voiced by Sandra Bullock, and so this one has got Michael Douglas and Christopher Waltz in it. All right, so tell me. All right, so this one leaves off where Golda Meir, because I don't remember the first one, to be quite honest. I'm not even sure I saw it. But this one takes off where Golda Meir has left office. And I'll tell you why I wanted to talk with you about this. It's first of all, it's a fascinating look at a country that I really don't know very much about the politics of, to be quite honest. Bad sentence. But most importantly, what I was fascinated by is how personal that international politics is. And I suppose it's like anything else. If you don't know very much about it, you just assume that there are rules or that there are tides of history. This is a very personal film. Talk a little bit about that for me.
Well, it's personal from the point of view of the writer of the book, who is our main interview subject, Yehuda Avner.
Yeah.
So Yehuda was the chief aide, note taker, English language speechwriter to five Israeli prime ministers. So he was there seeing all the personal things, not just the big things, but the little moments, the personal moments. And, you know, today we often hear that one of the problems in U.S.-Israel relations that happened is because there's no personal rapport between Bibi Netanyahu and President Obama. And as you can see in this movie, there were moments when those types of situations, you know, occurred with Yitzhak Rabin, with Menachem Begin, where the personal relationship became very tense, and that affected the global relationship as it was.
Well, what I was most struck by, maybe because I sort of was aware of the Camp David Accords and Jimmy Carter's role, that how much Jimmy Carter and Anwar Sadat got along, and how much they didn't particularly get along with Begin, but how they kind of charmed him into kind of relaxing a little bit. I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah, it was interesting because the reason why Carter got along much better with Sadat, they were very much the same type. They were looking at a bigger picture, and Begin was somebody who was very detail-oriented, wanted every I dotted, every T crossed, and it made both of those men kind of crazy.
Yeah, they were.
But again, it was that personal relationship, even though it was a tense one that Begin had with Carter and vice versa. It was that moment, those 13 days at Camp David, the three men working personally, one-on-one, that led to a breakthrough that continues today. I mean, that's the basis for, you know, even though it's a cold piece, it's a piece.
Yeah, I was reading something that said of the last 3,500 years, there have been 230 years where there's been no war going on, and probably they were the first 230 years. All right, so tell me a little bit about Avner, or Yehuda Avner, because I thought he was Avner, I guess. I thought he was fascinating. So he was. There are pictures of him in this where he was in 1948 that he had just come to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But and how did he become such a primary figure in all these people's lives and their terms in office?
It's pretty amazing. He was a 17-year-old, almost 18-year-old kid from Manchester, England, who came on a scholarship to what was then Palestine, just as it was becoming Israel. And he stayed. He was a modern religious Zionist who his plan was to live on a kibbutz and to farm. And he ended up getting married, and that changed. So he ended up moving to Jerusalem. He was always a writer, and got a freelance job writing for a publication in Israel's foreign ministry, and basically he was working for Golda Meir. So he came to the attention of people there, and there was a guy he was working for at that publication who became the chief of staff for then Prime Minister Levi Eshkol in the late 50s, and he brought Yehuda on staff as a note taker and English language speechwriter for then Prime Minister Eshkol. When Eshkol passed away, he ended up in the same position for Golda, became the head of the press office, and it was just, you know, he was always this person that these prime ministers went to because he could write English well, he was a great advisor, and became a very important person in their offices.
It's hard to imagine an American politics, somebody having that role. It seems like with every president that there's a new administration, and sometimes whomever the speechwriter is, whomever the confidant is, doesn't even last for the entire administration. So that idea of going through all of these different guys who had such different personalities and such different political stances seems remarkable.
Well, you know, he was a civil servant. And what was interesting was, you know, he was very, very loyal, very, very dedicated to Yitzhak Rabin. And when Yitzhak Rabin was prime minister the first time in the 70s and ended up resigning because of a financial scandal that involved his wife, you know, Yehuda thought he would be leaving government. He'd be going to work somewhere else in the foreign ministry. Menachem Begin called him and said, I want you to come and work for me, too. And he wasn't sure whether or not he could work for Menachem Begin because he was so loyal to Rabin. And he called Rabin up, and Rabin basically said to him, you don't have a choice. Your prime minister is asking you to work for him. You go to work for him. And you know what? Even though he and I are very different, you'll find him a great person to work for. That was one of the ironies of all of that.
I can't imagine that happening in American politics today, at least. Maybe in the 40s, but I can't imagine it. It just seems like everybody is so much at everybody's throat these days. And the idea is, I will vote against something, even if it's my best against my best interest, if it'll destroy you. I mean, that sense of combativeness. And these guys were not wimps by and large, and they had very distinct personalities. And I think there's only one in the movie that was actually not. Who was actually born in Israel. Everybody else came from there. Was, I think, what, that Begin was
Eastern
Polish,
Europe.
I think, wasn't he?
Yeah,
and one was from Russia,
Polish.
One was...
Golda was from Russia.
Yeah.
Eshkol was from Lithuania. Rabin was the first native-born Israeli to become prime minister.
So tell me a little bit about, I mean, is it because Israel is a small country that personality seems to have so much to do with it? I mean, it just seems like the president in the United States, maybe because it's a bigger country or it's an older country, has so much less direct impact on foreign service. That we have whomever the Secretary of State is, puts their print on it, but is that an accurate or an inaccurate, or maybe do I not just know enough about either Israeli or American politics?
It really depends on the prime minister. There have been times when the prime minister has also taken on the role of foreign minister too. Sometimes they have their own foreign minister. Sometimes they just, you know, they serve as both. And oftentimes many of the foreign ministers have ended up becoming prime minister. But it's a small country. It's a country of about, you know, 7-8 million people. Back in the days when Yehuda first started working, it was a country of less than a million people. And everybody seemed to know everybody else. Rabin, everybody knew him as Yitzhak. They called him Yitzhak. There's a great story in the first movie where Eshkol, who was then prime minister, asked one of the people that was working in the prime minister's office, what do you think of the job I'm doing? And the guy gave him an earful about how high his taxes were, and this isn't right, and that isn't right. And, you know, you could never imagine that happening in the United States or in any other country. You know, Israel's also a more informal country.
Yeah.
So,
nobody ever wears a tie, let alone a jacket.
Right.
Yeah, it's...
Only the last few years that you see, you know, you'll see, at least outside of the country, you know, the prime minister wearing a tie and a suit, but, you know, in the country itself, very rarely.
Sometimes even shorts. All right, my guest is Richard Trank, who's done two documentaries called Prime Minister. This one's called Soldiers and Peacemakers. More when I return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Seven-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My guest is Richard Train. How did you get interested? Are you from Israel? Are you Jewish? How did you get involved in this whole thing about the prime ministers?
Well, I run the film division of the Simon Wiesenthal Center called Mariah Films. So for 30 years, I've been kind of their in-house documentary filmmaker, and I also oversee the production of the films for its Museum of Tolerance in L.A., the one we have in New York, and the one that we're building now in Jerusalem. You know, I've done 15, 16 films at this point that deal with various aspects of the history of World War II, the Holocaust, Middle Eastern history, the films that preceded the two prime minister documentaries. We did a film about Winston Churchill called Walking with Destiny that's also currently on Netflix. Another film that we're hoping will be on Netflix soon, which is a biography of Theodor Herzl, which Christoph Waltz also voiced for us along with Sir Ben Kingsley. So I've been dealing with this subject matter.
This ain't your first barbecue.
No. Most of my professional career has been dealing with
this. Let me ask you a question. I actually and maybe this is part of my fascination with this film, went to Israel about 2 months ago as the guest of the prime minister. And I'll be honest with you, I had no particular interest in going to Israel, not of the religious faith, nothing. But, you know, if someone says, would you like to go to Israel as the guest of the prime minister, I mean, you'd be a fool to say no. And my stance, which I suppose I might as well share, was before I went, I thought, how can a group of people who never had a homeland deny a homeland to someone else? So morally, there was no question in my mind until I got there. And then I thought, you know, morally, I still believe it. I just don't understand how you'd actually do it with these people where you've got a street where one side is Israel and the other side is not. And you've got bullet holes on both sides of the street. And these guys being perfectly willing to continue an age-old war. Do you have any sense that there will ever be peace in this part of the world?
You know, you want to be realistic. And at the same time, I'm an optimist. So
yeah. I just don't understand strategically how you do it. I think it has to happen, but I don't understand how you do it.
Well, I mean, look, there were a lot of people that never thought that, you know, Israel and Egypt would come to terms with one another. And while it isn't the warmest peace, it's a peace that still exists. And I think there's more common interests than people realize. In fact, in this movie, in Soldiers and Peacemakers, when Yitzhak Rabin made the decision to shake Yasser Arafat's hand on the White House lawn, something that nobody ever would have imagined.
Including the two of them.
Right. But Rabin's decision to do that, because, you know, Rabin was not a wild-eyed leftist. He was center-right. But Rabin's decision to do that was that he felt before this becomes a religious battle, which is what it's becoming now, when it's still a political battle, when you can still solve this politically, that's when we have to jump on, you know, on something. And so that's what Rabin was trying to do at that moment in time. And the more it becomes a religious, you know, my God against your God, the harder it will be to come to some kind of an understanding.
Let me ask you just a question, just backing up a little bit, because Rabin did seem to be kind of rigid, but a visionary, which I know sounds a little bit contradictory. What was the financial scandal that involved his wife?
There was a law that existed in Israel in the 60s and in the 70s where you could not maintain a foreign bank account. And unless you were working, you know, had a legitimate reason for it. So when Rabin was the ambassador to the United States for Israel, and they were living in D.C., they had a bank account. When he left and came back to Israel, they were supposed to close that bank account. Rabin was unaware that his wife still kept the bank account. It had a small amount of money in it, because they used to travel frequently to the States, and so she could just go there and withdraw money if she wanted to. It was probably less than, you know, $10,000. A reporter.
Well, the implication was that it was a great deal more than that, and she was she was, you know, secreting money.
No, it was something he wasn't
sloppy.
Aware of. She shouldn't have done, and it was used by his political rivals against him. And he didn't, you know, he resigned because he felt that his wife was being indicted, and one was going to be indicted, another should be indicted, and the whole thing ended up fizzling out, and she paid a fine.
So it was kind of a tempest in a teapot.
Yeah.
What do you see the future of Israel as being? Do you have a sense of that, having been so involved with the political figures for the last, on some level, for the last, 50 years, more than that?
I mean, I think you take a long view. Yeah, I mean, you take a long view of things, and one of the things that I hope people will walk away with from seeing Soldiers and Peacemakers is they'll see that many of the issues that we're dealing with today are issues that they were dealing with then, and they're not as, you know, they're not simple issues to solve. And sometimes progress is incremental and slow, and sometimes there are big leaps. So, you know, the Oslo Accords was, those were a big leap, but then there's been little increments, and sometimes you go backwards a little bit. And so we're in an uncertain period right now, but it's oftentimes when there are uncertain periods that then the big leaps happen. So we just have to see.
Yeah, it still was amazing to me. Almost the, I mean, it almost makes you believe in, if not a plan, at least some kind of synchronicity about who the person is at the time who's negotiating with whatever country it is. And it seems, I mean, I was really, really aghast nearly at how much personality made a difference. My favorite part of the movie was Golda Meir sitting next to Anwar Sadat, who clearly were not the best of friends. I mean, that was the Six-Day War. And she sort of gets out this little package and says, from a grandmother to a grandfather, and she gives him this little gift. And I thought, man, that is either the most manipulative woman on the face of the earth, or brilliant, or both. And you could watch him just melt, because he wouldn't make eye contact before that. He has, I mean, all of his body language was, I'm going to pretend this woman isn't here. And all of a sudden, I mean, he sort of melts in front of that. And I just remember thinking, wow, you know, you forget that everything comes down to personality sooner or later, independent
right. No,
of
I mean,
anything else.
People don't realize how revolutionary that moment was. That moment in time, and even with all of the tensions between Begin and Sadat in negotiating things, at the end of the day, they did become very close to one another.
Yeah.
And when you read Yehuda's book and you read the letters that went back and forth between them, and then between Begin and Sadat's wife after Sadat was assassinated. See what a tender, respectful relationship they had.
Hope for the world and peace. My guest, Richard Trank, goes to see Prime Minister, Soldiers, and Peacemakers, and you can get the original, or not, part one, on Netflix. Richard, thanks. Shalom.
Thank you, Dr. Joy.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.